Good morning, good morning, good morning. Positive every day. Thank you for joining your morning coffee with DJ Fab Tater. Let's talk about this morning. Let's talk about something simple. Let's talk about how we can increase the mind. Matter of fact, let's increase the blood flow to the mind, which is very simple. Start off with meditating. Meditating is a very easy skill. Meditating is basically when one clears his mind of all thoughts to focus on thoughts, visions, ideas, or substance that they have received previously, or even asking for guidance and substance in life. Now, it's very easy to meditate, which is just breathing. So a lot of times, you know, you see on TV, people like, oh, I had to go there. You can meditate anywhere where you're able to have enough time to focus on your breathing. So in other words, you can be, you know, for example, most people, well, I didn't say most people, I'm going to use a basketball narrative. When you go to a free throw line, you have to understand that when you shoot a free throw, for those who have never played basketball or who have played basketball, have self-consciously don't understand that you're meditating on that free throw line. That's crazy, right? Because you're taught when you get on free throw line. I don't know how you guys were taught, but I was taught how to shoot free throws back in the day. Was to get up on the line and focus on the front of the rim, control my breathing to relax, vision me making the shot, and then I will go into rhythm and shoot the basketball, right? So the whole time, and it's crowd, people are yelling, ah, and all kinds of stuff, saying little names, little chats, you get it, da-da-da-da-da-da, all kinds of little crazy stuff, right? That's higher level basketball, okay? Yeah, people get quiet and talk about, you can't try the last minute, trying to say all kinds of stuff, but you're meditating in this small period of time to focus on a movement that you need to accomplish. So let's go back and just that example of meditation. So that's how I give example. If you can meditate in a light area, you can meditate your desk, your work, your home, your school, anything. And meditation is take as long as you want. It's up to you. There ain't no set time. Don't say you have to meditate for 12 days, 12 hours, 25 minutes, and you have a great meditation. Actuality, you can meditate for 30 seconds and have a great one. So, for example, for myself, and I only can speak for me, is that I speak to the Almighty God using the name of Jesus, and I focus and I breathe and I relax and I have conversations. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And those conversations go between me and my God. And whoever you worship, whoever God, whatever you are, that's cool. Kudos to you guys. Everybody, because I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to tell you anything, because that's not my job. My job is to have a connection with my God. So you have a connection with whoever is your God, Allah, who your master of your universe and situation may be. So long you have a connection with that person, that counts with me. Okay. So, but what that says, that's how you meditate. It's not nothing where you have to sit down and make a new, you know, TV gives you the false narrative once again. TV tells you a lot of falseness or don't tell you the truth. You hum and you have to hit a bell and make, you know, all this other stuff to meditate and you don't. But those are just different ways of meditating, you know. There's different ways of meditating. So you just can find the one that works for you. But I just say every morning before you start your day off, especially on social media, anything like that, focus and meditate. Get on something, get on anything, think, ask for guidance and wisdom and the whole nine, you know. So that's just a little positive meditation or tool you can use, or you never thought about or you didn't think you could, but you can meditate and give it a try. It's very peaceful and calming. And like I said, once again, it's just breathing. It's just inhale through the nose, exhale out through the mouth. While you're relaxing and you control your heart rate and you meditate. Okay. So, but with that says, stay positive in life. Stay fantastic. Oh, and I also wanted to also spit another great mind narrative to the soul to understand something. Just be mindful. And I say this just to get you to think a little bit. And something just you can mull over, chew over, and stuff like that. But it's very true and very self-explanatory. Most religions and most theories and concepts on civilization in America are secondhand. I'm going to say that one more time. Most concepts, most religion, most anything that comes to America is secondhand. So with that being said, there's a lot of information that are not told to us on a reason of this falsehood of the Great American Dream. The Great American Dream was basically built on secondhand everything. From the first people to, I ain't gonna say the first people that came here because people came before, but when they start to colonize or structure the United States, I'll say that better, structure the United States, as everything was secondhand. It was not taking the original and added a little twist and a tweak to it because someone felt that if I had a chance to reinvent the wheel, if it was ran this way, it would be better. And in couple aspects, that could actually be true. But I feel in most aspects that it wasn't. And the reason why I say that is because it makes somebody feel powerful or have a great impact if they're able to change the narrative on how they feel. And we're being humans. We all do this. We all want to have our contribution to something. So just being said of being a human being, everybody wants their contribution to something. So, you know, sometimes for you to have an impact is to restructure something so it benefits you last. So then you can say you had an impact, even if it went fantastic or great or worked for a hot second and didn't work ever again. So, but that's it. Once again, our quick little one this morning, just talk about a little meditation, talk about breathing techniques and just a little history and just a little fact, a little mind twister, not even a mind twister, just an eye opener, stuff that are not mentioned in public eye or even talked to you about. But if you read history very well or you understand history or you read it and you kind of stop for a second, or if you ever have traveled and you've seen some of the original history of certain things and then you see how it's been introduced in America, you'd be like, man, that's so secondhand. Oh, they didn't talk about this. Oh, I can see why they left this out, you know, and situation B. But this all comes with time on earth to me to enlighten yourself, to just understand certain things. In other words, because everybody's going to look at the glass of water that's half full from different angles and have different spectrums about the glass of water that they're looking at. So just be mindful of that and understand that that's how human society can get along, is to understand that everybody's not going to see it the way you are and may not feel the same way, and it's okay. But at the end of the day, it's just understanding that you may look through the glass from the left, somebody may look from the glass from the right, somebody may look from the glass straight up, somebody may look to the glass straight down, somebody may look at the glass from underneath and at a different angles. And when you do that, the spectrum of that glass or water changes by each angle you look at. And so that's how situations are looked at, is each somebody looks at it different. But at the end of the day, there's always more ways than one to get something done. Just be mindful of that. And I feel that if you're mindful of that, you're easy to get along, because you're understanding that this person is not always there to tear your contribution or get in the way of you. And sometimes as human society, we get in our own ways by overlooking the scenario, over perpetuating the situation, or how we felt we've been raised. If someone says anything that is contradicting to how we feel or see, just to say that they're right and don't want to give you credit for your rightness, you have a problem with it. But sometimes at the time or at the moment, it's not meant for you to be right. Sometimes it's meant for you to plant that seed or to change the sight of the conversation. So you got to understand, sometimes the biggest part is not the reward at the end, but how you started it or help end it or help bring somebody from or to their destination path. Or sometimes it helps you on your path on the way you're trying to go to. So just want to get another morning concept of just in mind empowerment. Because remember, the mind is stronger than the body. We're taught to limit ourselves so greatly. But it's time to challenge the limitations and understand that how gifted the mind is. And how wonderful it is. Because remember, our minds was developed before books and language was. Once again, I'm going to say that so you can grasp that onto that. Our minds were developed before books and writing was ever invented. So that tells you how strong the mind is. That's really it. Just stay positive, stay grace, and keep focused on anything you're doing. You can do anything you put your mind to. Remember that. And I'm always saying this, and I believe this from my heart, so I'm going to say it because this is what I believe in. I put my God first, and everything is achievable, no matter what. And I know my God has a better plan than I may have, but I ask, I shall receive for everything I ask for, because he promised that he will give me whatever I ask for. So with that being said, whatever path you see or have your steps set up, just remember, follow your steps, stay consistent, and you will master any obstacle that comes your way. Stay blessed. DJ Fab Tater. Holla at ya later.